This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, it's Open for Business. This is Frida Liu. You want to give someone a gift but don't want it to be the same old stuff from last year? Well, Abby Tai and Ivy Lau from Oh Happy Gift turn gifting into an art form by creating beautifully customized boxes full of items from a certain theme. I know, because I got one this morning. Now, the duo create cute packages for everyday occasions and also her specialty designed bundles of festive seasons. So, girls, tell us about why, you know, you did this. When I first saw this, I was thinking of those subscription boxes, but this is obviously very different.
Yeah, good morning, Frida, and thanks for having us. Well, basically, it started early 2015. I was actually still doing full-time as a graphic designer, and part-time I was a party planner. Mm-hmm. So in one of those events, I was engaged to do door gifts. Mm-hmm. So one thing led to another. That is where I realized there isn't such service where it focuses on gifts only. Because the ones in the market is either too pricey or it's sort of lack of that personal touch. Yep. So from there, I actually changed my positioning in my business to just focus on gifts, as I feel like gifts, there's more than the gift.
Yep, there's more to give, lah, we thought.
Yeah, more than the gift is more than just an item. It's right. Actually, it sort of celebrates the moments as well as memories, and it creates an everlasting impression as well.
Okay, so when people go to your website, what do they see?
They see, of course, the landing page. But in terms of our product segment, we have three types of gifts. So there's everyday gifts, there's occasional gifts, and there's personalized gift. Mm. So in terms of everyday gifts, is what we put together in terms of popular demand. So we've been discussing and like come up with like different themes. Like there's one for like the coffee lover, the tea lover, or even we thought, hey, maybe it's good to have something for like the dog lovers or the cat lovers, yes. Or even like newborn babies. So those are things you can straight away purchase from the website.
Okay.
But then when it comes to occasional gifts, it's stuff like festive related, so let's say a Mother's Day or like Raya, Christmas, and like we our aim actually is to come up with like festive gift that's a bit different from the market, because we want to give we want to make festive gifting a bit more exciting, like, rather than just, you know, hampers and like a Happy Raya hamper,
a little bit more thoughtful.
So like, for instance, previously we have we've done the hot and cold box for our Christmas, whereby the hot box is like a wooden box with all popular stuff like the wine and rum cakes. Yeah. And the cold box is literally a cold box where we put like chilled ice cream, gelato and cakes and deliver it to the recipient. And for Chinese New Year, we also have stuff like a vintage theme basket, whereby we put together like vintage items such as the Tiffin carrier, rabbit candies, and
hot
like
flakes.
Hot flakes.
So basically,
the rabbit candy.
Yeah. So like things that reminds you of the good old days.
As for the, there's also one more sector, as she mentioned, on personalizing. Mm-hmm. So that is where we actually work on a budget, and we actually curate gifts based on interests, colors, and sometimes a specific diet, like vegetarian.
Yep.
So we do have orders in, it comes in like different.
So it's very personalized.
Ways,
So we talk to the client and get to know what's the occasion of the gifting purpose.
Yeah.
Then we'll propose like things.
Mm. How many have you had to do at one time? And what's the biggest order, so to speak?
Oh, we have 100 for Chinese New Year that time. Because other than like B2C, we do B2B as well.
Mm.
So we propose like different gift packages for companies.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's when we get larger orders. La. So there was once, it was Chinese New Year, right?
It was around 100.
120 plus,
And
so that was like,
There's somewhere we actually split our orders as well. Mm. So there's like, probably in a week, we'll have 50.
Yeah,
then
so
add up,
batches.
It was like 200.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so but it really depends on the occasion as well, as well as the festive, so
But most people would use the easy way out, just click, and then people don't want to think.
Yeah, but
usually
in the personal level, it will be less order, not 100.
They usually some will get the ready-made ones. Mm. If not, then they will work with that template and sort of curate something. Like, if you don't like the tea, you can actually change it to coffee, but you still like the cookies in the tea set. So we actually just custom it in that way.
Okay, so where do you get your products from?
Basically, it's a mix of local items, because we really believe in our brand to support the local scene, as there are a lot of hidden gems out there that they are actually doing really well. Like, they have skills, they have goods to actually provide, but they are just not...
Maybe not a lot of people know about them. So I feel like it's good that, you know, we come together as a community to grow like our local scene better. Because like artisan items is very... Our local brand are good enough to offer.
So besides that, to add a little bit more, we actually source from places like Korea, Australia, Japan, just to get more mix into our items.
Okay.
And something more unique you can't find here. So
right. So if you go online, what's the cheapest package you've got?
We have the cheaper range is actually a Sweet Tooth series, where it's a set of sweet items. Where it's ranged from 58.
Yep, it's color coded. So that's brown, yellow, strawberry, which is pink, and then rainbow color. So there are sweets based on color.
Right.
So it's a little carrier box that you can send over, like for any occasion. Those are more casual.
Sort of to brighten someone up.
To cheer people up, or like birthday, or your colleague. Last day, stuff like that.
Depends on your budget, really.
So that'd be about what, 58, right? And if you go on the web, what's the most expensive on the website?
The website most expensive now is around 300 something.
Okay.
So we have around 300 to 100 something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's stuff like the coffee lovers, where we put together like a coffee kit for people who really like coffee and is serious about it. So there's a grinder, a filter,
sort of a DIY. Yeah. It sort of introduce you to your a coffee journey. Then there's also the baby series, which it's quite popular these days, where we have a range of clothings to blankets for the little ones. Then the more weird in a way one, we have the traveler, where it's for
people who likes to travel
or curious minds.
So inside we have like we found this little paper folded 3D scratch globe. Which we thought is such a nice gift for people who really likes to travel. So like let's say you've been to this place and you scratch it off. So it's a nice to have thing for someone who likes to travel.
Okay. So in terms of the personalized items, what's the most expensive one you've had to curate? What's
done
in it?
One's 600, is it?
Okay, 600
for Raya.
It's a Raya and sort of a congratulations for wedding as well.
Yep.
So she also requested for flowers, so we actually have a bundle of flowers as well. So that would be the most pricey one for personalized.
Of course, the sky is the limit.
Exactly.
Like if you want,
but not
1,000,
like illegal stuff and like weird stuff that we couldn't find.
And so the weirdest or the toughest thing you've had to find?
So far, still all right, right? Nothing much too
just
wacky, lah. But we're welcome for the challenge.
Oh, okay. Just put it out on air. Welcome for the challenge. And I guess, you know, doing something like this, you know, it does have its risks and it does have its challenges as well. We'll discuss that in just a moment. Abita and Ivy Lau from Oh Happy Gift. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium, BFM 89.9.
Good morning. This is Open for Business. I'm Frida Liu. If you just joined us, I'm here with Abby Tai and Ivy Lau from Oh Happy Gift. And what they do is they craft beautifully customized boxes full of items from a certain theme as gifts. And I guess it's different from, you know, what people are doing out there. You do try to... How often do you come up with packaging, different packaging?
Actually, from time to time, we will always discuss, hey, maybe we can do something like that. Or like when we see something, hey, this looks good. Maybe it suits like different purposes. So it's always, because it's quite free, because it's just me and her. So we can always brainstorm and just come up with like something in a smaller scale and launch it and to test the market, see whether how responsive they are.
Really depends on the item as well. Like the bridesmaid one, we had one, we actually gave it in a metal tin carrier. So it's like a little lunchbox. So it really depends on the occasion as well as the theme.
Yeah, but we will always strive to, you know, look out for like unique packaging and like...
Besides just the usual baskets. Even our baskets is... sort of a little more different as
yeah,
well
yeah, yeah.
To just give it a little bit more of the personal touch.
Right. Okay, so to do something like this, though, you know, do you attract a lot of copycats, or does it matter, or is this too niche?
I would say everyone would have a go at it, mm-hmm. and we're actually up for the challenge if anyone really wants to copy. Because no. I feel, we have our personal touch to
I mean,
it as well.
It's also good that more and more people are paying attention to gifting.
Yeah.
So it's I don't see it so much as a competition. It should be a growing together kind
right.
of thing.
Even if it's a competition, it'd be good competition. Like mm-hmm. we can work together because, like, let's just say you have another gift company and then I have one as well, but we can actually collaborate. Like, maybe I'm good at the design part and you're good at the logistics. Yeah, yeah. We can actually work together that way.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So when we're doing something like this, you know, what are the challenges? And I'm thinking logistics will be one of it.
Yeah. Because sometimes when we came up with, like, a bit more crazy ideas, because both of us are creatives, so it's not so much of a logical mind.
Yeah.
So we'll always come up with, like, stuff that, oh my God, how are we going to send this thing? So for instance, like the cold box that we told you before that for Christmas. So it's really, we have to serve it chilled. So that's the challenge. And like, or like bigger items with bigger decoration, like a car, you can only put like two or three. So that sort of thing, like, we have to slowly improve in it.
So, and, so
like,
who does delivery right now? I mean, do you work with a particular company? You work with runners? Yourself?
Runners and ourselves sometimes.
As well. Yeah.
If it's a small scale and when we're free.
Okay.
But most of the time, we'll engage runners.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. And you are you worried about things getting broken and all that?
Yes.
Or? Okay.
So that's why I do, we sort of have a triple wrap. Like, let's just say a plastic over the gift, or a paper first and then a plastic, so that
the gift won't be.
Yeah. Like, it'll still look how it is when the recipient received.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've been in business now for about a year since last Raya.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's the average kind of orders that you get in a month?
Probably, I would say 5 to 6. Mm-hmm. It really depends. Like, if it's festive, that there'll be more.
Yeah,
and then.
But in a normal month-to-month basis, I would say it's starting to pick up, because I think our problem is about awareness, because our brand is relatively new, and like, we're so busy curating gifts. Hey, we have no time to do marketing.
Right.
Yeah, so right now, what we have done is online
Instagram.
Marketing. Yeah, it's just those
like
basic
Instagram,
stuff, like
right,
buying some ads on Google and stuff, but we are still trying to come up with a proper marketing skill so that our brand awareness level are a bit higher. Yeah.
Do you look at, are you looking at more collaborations?
Yeah, definitely. Because we'll be launching on a new series where we only focus on local stuff. So hoping from there we can actually grow the community together.
Like a cross sell as well.
Yeah. And then we are also going to sell on other online platforms as well as distributing to Singapore. So hope with that.
Yeah, hopefully it picks up from there.
Okay. So over this while, have you had any, what's the weirdest gift?
So far, still all right. But there's this one person which we find very cute, because she actually asked for a gift for herself, because she said, my birthday is coming soon, I want to buy a gift for myself. And I have done something good and I want to like reward myself.
Yeah, it's sort of a self-treat, which is
so
not
thought, like,
really
oh,
common,
so
but it's a very, very good thought. Like, it's not to just give others, but why not yourself?
Okay. So, it's like how you send flowers to, you know, I send flowers to myself.
Yeah.
You can do that too.
Yes, we will pretend to be someone else that sent the gift to you.
When you do something like this, you all think about scalability. Is that, you know, do you look at this business and say, I'm going to make it so big, or, you know, are you just happy making it kind of artisanal?
I think eventually it has to be scalable, because everything has to grow. We can't just be, but we are striving between growing it and also not losing the personal touch, because you have to really talk to each of the clients to really get what they want, because gifting is a very personal business. So still trying to strike a balance between
even if it's it grows big, we can still, as long as we can still keep that personal touch to it, I think it will be fine. Or not, then we do have dreams to like probably have our own pop-up store and with where
everything
we were house all the local brands as well, and then from there maybe we can actually have our own line of stuff.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Oh, your own line of stuff.
Yeah.
Meaning?
Like maybe we can come up with like our own greeting cards or like any
products.
Yeah, if we can have time to work on it.
Yeah. Like our own stationery set or even bathrobes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the kind of thing.
Yep.
Okay, like so that's
happy gift signature kind of thing.
Ah, okay. So anyway, very interesting, I guess. And this will be the next rush will be, I guess, for Christmas
mm-hmm.
in terms yep. of mm-hmm. the huge orders mm-hmm. and all that. I mean, and Deepavali, of course. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to Abby Tai and Ivy Lau from Oh Happy Gift. This is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.